Welcome to Optimize Your Retirement, presented by Higher Ground Financial Group. This is the radio show and podcast dedicated to helping you navigate common financial challenges on the path to a successful retirement. Tax attorney Daniel Rasby and his father Raz have a passion for guiding people towards financial freedom by helping individuals understand and reduce the three biggest retirement killers: risk, fees, and taxes. Now, let's begin. Here are your hosts, Daniel and Raz.
Hey, welcome back. This is Imran Rasby and Daniel Rasby on our radio show, riskfeesandtaxes.com.
Yes. So you can go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com, to schedule a meeting and talk to us on a Zoom call. We're all about those three biggest killers: risk, fees, and taxes, and how they can really impact you in retirement. And there's a lot of questions we've been getting about some of the new tax laws that are expiring, the ones that are being proposed, where there's some really extreme things that are sounding.
There's so much uncertainty in taxes to begin with, and now we've got a whole bunch of new things to talk about. Yeah. So one of the big things we get a lot right now is how many years are left on these current tax rates? It's 2 years left. So the rest of 2024 and then 2025, and then the tax rates are automatically going to change unless they pass some new laws.
So the Trump tax cuts will expire at the end of 2025, and those are the personal income tax rates. Those are going to go up. Not only will they go up, but the brackets themselves are going to be shrinking. So that's definitely something to be aware of. You might jump not just one, but two brackets at that point.
Well, we've seen most commonly is a lot of our clients are making $200,000 to $250,000 joint income, husband, wife. And that bracket is 24%, goes to $383,000. And that's going to shrink way down to 200 and some thousand. And if you're going to do any conversions or if you're going to get into the $300,000 range, you're going to go from 24% to 33%. It's a big increase. That's really a 30% increase in your taxes.
Yeah. And there's some other things that are going to change. You know, if you have a small business, if you have a flow-through company like an S-Corp or LLC, that you're getting that 20% deduction off the top under the Trump tax cuts, that's also going away in at the end of the 2025. And then you also have C-Corp rates that were permanent. So those rates that went down from 35 to 21%, that one's not changing. So if you have a C-Corporation, that's the good news is that's not changing.
Unless, of course, they decide to pass something else. And we've got some people, and we're not going to talk about politics so much, but some people are saying they want it up to 38%, which will be very high. And some people are saying they're going to push it down to 15%. And we're not going to say who, but you guys can look it up online anyways. And depending on who gets in power and also on the Senate and Congress.
So not just president, but Congress and Senate.
Absolutely.
It really depends on what bills are negotiated and things. But what's scheduled to happen is those things are going to expire, but the corporate tax rates will stay around the same. Now, there is something in if you live in a state with relatively high taxes, then one of the things that could benefit you is when the SALT deduction comes back. So right now, you are limited to $10,000 maximum deduction for state and local taxes that you pay. And if you live in a high tax state, then you probably pay more than that in the state and local taxes. So having a unlimited deduction for state and local taxes starting in 2026 will help somewhat to ease the difference in tax brackets. But again,
also, if you have multiple properties.
Yeah, if you have multiple properties, then you're paying a lot of property tax that may affect it, and you may go ahead. Now, of course, if you have rental properties, you can always deduct those taxes no matter how much, even under current tax law, if it's an investment property.
Right.
So again, go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com, and talk to me. I'm a tax attorney. I'd love to answer your questions about how to reduce taxes and what new changes might be coming up. There's a lot of wild proposals that are being talked about. And, you know, every year it seems like somebody says we should tax unrealized capital gains. And it's not always the same person every year, but there's somebody every year saying, let's do that. All these people have deferred capital gains and they're not paying taxes. We should make them pay taxes. So how likely is that we're actually going to see that?
I doubt it. If that happens, it's going to really have a huge impact on the U.S. economy. Crashing impact, a long-term crashing impact. But if they do that, they're going to say, well, it's only for people that have $100 million in assets or more. Well, we knew how that happened in the past with Social Security. It's only going to be over this much income. Then it got worse and worse and worse. Once they start on a tax, our government doesn't know how to stop. They're going to keep spending money, and they're going to keep lowering the thresholds until they get more and more money. So even if they start at $100 million or even $500 million, eventually they'll come down to the rest of us, which might only have $250,000 or so investable assets, and they might say every year you got to pay capital gains tax on it, whether you spend it or not.
What you already have to do, if you have a CD and you're getting interest, you have to pay tax on that every year. The capital gains that you don't have to pay is if you hold an asset and you don't get any interest from it, you don't sell it for a long period of time. And I think more likely if they do end up raising taxes, it's probably going to be changing the rates for capital gains. So instead of 15 or 20, you might have 25 or 30 or 35% capital gains tax when you actually incur the gains. But it's not very likely, in my opinion, based on the tax code and what is allowed. In fact, there's a number of Supreme Court cases that seem to indicate you probably cannot tax unrealized gains without a new constitutional amendment.
Yeah, there's also the 3.8% net investment tax. They could raise that as well.
Mm-hmm. And that, but again, that's on realized gains and other income. So you have to actually have the income and the gains in order to do that. Now, they may change the tax at death. That one is a lot easier to do because the estate tax or the death taxes, they're seen as taxes on the rich. Whether that's true or not, most people assume that only the wealthy are going to pay estate taxes. And in the past, the exclusion has been very low, $1 million or even less of exclusion. And then everything above that has to be taxed. And it's a 40% federal tax on top of any other state tax
and
you might have.
There is a proposal going on that they want to raise that to 58%.
Yeah.
So some people may do that. Depends on who's in power and depends on whether they have enough votes to pass something like that. But that means that after the deduction or elimination of whatever the base amount is, whether it's $1 million or $2 million or $5 million, anything above that will have that right now, currently 40%, and it could be higher if they decide to make it higher.
So there are a number of strategies you can do to prepare yourself for that estate tax if it does change. Right now, the limit's very high. $13 million or so a person. And in 2026, it's scheduled to drop in about half, $6 to $7 million. But that's still a substantial amount of money that you can leave tax-free to your beneficiaries. But you can take advantage. If you think, and you may be right in thinking that those estate tax exclusions will continue to go down in the future, then you could use that exclusion today. You can put money into an irrevocable trust, and then it's outside of your estate. Once it's there, it's never taxed again at capital gains. Now, depending on what you invested in, you may or may not have some capital gains later. It's never taxed again for estate taxes, though.
Right.
One
of the things is, if you have a lot more than that, I mean, if you're a multi-millionaire and you're thinking about these things, that's why you have the Bill Clinton Foundation, you have the Bill Gates Foundation, Trump Foundation, because what they're doing is they're moving money out of their estate and getting a huge tax deduction, put it in the foundation. And then still able to control the money and giving it to different charitable events or even political things. I mean, those 501c3s can do a lot of different things. And so if that's a concern of yours, again, talk to Daniel and he'll walk you through the different possibilities and options. And one of the things is we don't want to skirt the taxes. We want to stay within the laws, but we want you to know what the laws are and help you make a good decision based on good information.
So all the strategies that we use are legal strategies. They may be lesser known than some other strategies you may have heard of. And so that's one of the things you'll get is education by talking to us, but we'll definitely be keeping you within the law. We want to make sure you stay out of trouble, stay out of jail. But you don't have any obligation to pay more tax than you owe.
Yeah.
And that's very important. You should be taking advantage of everything that you can to minimize your taxes legally. And that's what we can help you with. So again, our website is riskfeestaxes.com. So if you go there, to riskfeestaxes.com. You can schedule a free call with us. It'll be a video call. And we don't do in-person meetings because we have clients all over the country, but it's just 15 minutes or so and you can get to know us and find out how we can help you save money on taxes. We're all about saving money for the long term. And sometimes that hurts because that means you have to pay more today.
Right.
But paying a little bit of tax now in order to not pay tax later is a really, really good deal. And I keep saying, I've said it on this show before, but I believe that deferred taxes are one of the worst scams in the IRS code today.
Well, it wasn't when it started out. It started out back in the 40s, 50s, 60s when the tax rates were astronomical. You're looking at 70, 80% tax rates. And at that time, yes, absolutely. Defer as much as possible because you're at a high tax rate. And they were hoping to, once the wars were finished, you're going to be a lower tax rate. And so that's, played out fine until about the late 80s and 90s. I mean, looking at Reagan reducing taxes by so much, that no longer works. But you know what? They never changed the teaching for the CPAs and the taxes. They still defer, which doesn't make sense anymore.
And so if you have a chance to pay taxes now before they go up, it may make sense. But again, what are you going to invest it in once you've paid the taxes? You want to make sure that you're not incurring new future taxes. So there are a number of places to have it that's tax-free. Roth IRAs are one of those. Permanent life insurance may be another one of those, but it depends on your situation.
One of the easiest things nowadays, where a lot of our clients were not able to create a Roth IRA because they made too much money, they now have that ability in the 401ks. And it's, even today, many of our clients that come to us don't know that they have that option. So if you have a 401k at work, all you do is go to the contribution section. You can go online, hit the contribution tab. Once you go to the contribution tab, then you'll have an option, traditional or Roth. If you click on Roth, then all your contributions will go to Roth and it'll grow tax-free. So your taxes will go up slightly now, but anything you put in there will remain tax-free. Whatever, all the growth on it will remain tax-free. And there's a lot bigger limit on that than doing a Roth IRA outside. So it's a really good opportunity for people. You should definitely, all your contribution, even if you're doing more than what they're matching, should go into Roth. But whatever the company is matching, that's still going to be taxable.
Exactly, because their company wants a deduction, so they're going to get that. But it's still worth it to put in the 401k to get that, because that's free money. It's extra that you wouldn't have otherwise.
And again, if you're going to save money, why not save it tax-free? So instead of saving it in cash or money market or CD afterward, at least, you know, maximize your Roth and your 401k. And if you want to put more money away, then we can talk about other things. But that's a great opportunity. I mean, if you're older, you can even put, you know, a $30,000 or $33,000. There's a huge high limits, especially for catch up and stuff.
Right.
That all goes tax free, which is a phenomenal opportunity for you.
And starting in 2025, I believe there's a requirement to be putting some money into the Roth as well. All employers are required now to have Roth options, and the catch up contributions can go into that Roth account. And the nice thing is they're never going to be taxed again. So, you know, don't be stressed or worried about upcoming tax laws changes that may or may not happen. Some of them will happen. Some of the more extreme and wild ones, like unrealized gains, maybe not very likely at this point. But if and when that becomes a likelihood, then we'll certainly talk to our clients about it. But there are some things that you really should be aware of. I do expect the estate tax to change dramatically. I don't think it's going to stay long term at $6 or $7 million of exclusion.
Yeah, absolutely,
I believe that's going to go down. I think you know, whenever that law is passed, it's going to happen, and you know, you may see higher tax rates over time as well. But it's fundamentally changing the way we get taxed, which is unrealized gains. Probably not as easy to pass and get the
And if they change anything, it's not going to be retroactive. Don't worry about putting money in the Roth and think they're going to be taxed later. They're going to change the laws. They can't. Once they've promised that to you, whatever's there is there.
So go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com, and schedule a meeting with us. Again, that's riskfeestaxes.com.
Talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Optimize Your Retirement. To take the next step and receive personalized guidance tailored to your specific financial situation, schedule your free call with Daniel and Raz from Higher Ground Financial Group. Visit riskfeestaxes.com. That's riskfeestaxes.com. Or call 888-263-HGFG. That's 888-263-4434. We look forward to hearing from you.
Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy. Higher Ground Financial Group does not provide securities investment advice. No part of this program should be construed as advice to buy, hold, or sell any security. Any mention of securities is incidental and for educational purposes only. Legal and tax advice provided through Higher Ground Legal Incorporated, pursuant to signed retainer agreement, if applicable.